Hey guys, welcome, welcome to our mini podcast series. So these mini podcasts are designed to do a couple of things. Number one, to introduce the theme of the month that we have. And this theme is always born from this initiative that my sister and I are doing called The Secret Lives of Muslim Women. Now, if you don't know what it is, it's basically a project that we have where, of course, anyone is welcome, but it's a space for Muslim women so that they can talk about the things they have a hard time talking about in their communities, and they submit a secret anonymously. And we're going to be publishing those and a little bit more in time and only to our tribe. So if you want access to that, eventually you can go ahead and sign up to boldtruelife.com, sign up for that mailing list. We never send junk mail, guys. It's a lot of like just really good content. So let's dive in. Our theme of the month this month is trust. And the idea of these mini podcasts is also to talk about the core of these really big topics and break some of it down. So one of the reasons that we talk about this is it kept coming up in our initiative as well as in our coaching sessions. And people really struggle with, because it's such a foundation of relationship, when they break down their relationship, it comes down to a matter of trust. A breakdown of trust. And they realize that ultimately, when you kind of strip it all down, what they are struggling with is a couple of assumptions that they have. That's where they get stuck. And so today I'm going to talk about a couple of places where people get stuck and a couple of assumptions they make. Number one is not knowing the fine line between taking enough responsibility and when people take too much responsibility for a dynamic where trust is broken down. And so that's a big struggle that people have. So if you find yourself angry at people, blaming them all the time, kind of feeling like, hey, they betrayed my trust. Hey, they're the reason why I can't trust anyone, or I can't trust them. They keep showing me that they're untrustworthy. And you find yourself really angry all the time, that probably means, not always, that you're not taking enough responsibility there. Because the question is, what is it about you that trusts someone who's untrustworthy? What is it about you that you're not listening to your instincts when that went? Because a lot of times, like, you can't point to anything, but you definitely have some red flag. And sometimes it's tiny voice, sometimes it's blaring, but you have something that tells you, hey, watch out, be careful, there's this thing happening. And the question is, why haven't you listened to that voice, and what's in the way of that for you? And so it's something to explore. And if you find yourself taking way too much responsibility, like, that usually looks like you don't trust anyone. Sometimes people have gotten hurt, and so they have a lot of trouble being vulnerable with people altogether. They're ultimately way too suspicious of people. You kind of drive yourself a little crazy, and you feel like you're being realistic. Like, no, this is a thing. I can't just trust people. That doesn't work. That's nice in La La Land, but in real life, that doesn't work. But then you realize also that having your guard up all the time, it's exhausting, A, and B, without a little vulnerability on your end, you can't foster an environment of trust that way either. And only a few people deserve that kind of level of trust, but I think a vast majority of people, including ourselves, deserve to chip away at it, if that makes sense. We deserve the chance to like struggle and talk about it with each other. And so one of the tools that are really, really helpful that we also recommend to clients is, surprise, surprise, Brené Brown. We always talk about Brené here. She has something called the Anatomy of Trust. And I have found that very helpful. Number one, it's going to help with kind of assessing how trustworthy you are and also how much you can trust yourself. And based on that, you can also use it as a litmus test for somebody else that you're trying to work with or struggle with or create a dynamic where it just there's more trust. What I like about Brené Brown, if you don't know who she is, she's a qualitative researcher. She researches these things because they're not quantitative. It's not like you can do a checklist. That's unfortunately not how trust works. And so she does qualitative research, talks to thousands of people, and learns a pattern for what works and what doesn't. And she's come up with this acronym called Braving, and she's broken trust down into like these seven aspects. One being, how good are your boundaries? Are you reliable? That's another aspect of trust. Things like, do you have integrity? Do you say what you're going to do and do you do what you're going to say? Are you a vault to talk about other people to other people? Or can I tell you something and it just doesn't go anywhere? So basically, what's your gossip factor, I would say? And there's, you know, other things. Do you take basic accountability for yourself? And so those are a couple of the things that she talks about. And it's really, really helpful to break it down. And I think that one of the issues is that we just don't have a lot of literacy around trust in general. It's usually like, can I trust them? Can I not? Can I trust them? Can I not? We're in this black and white space about these topics, and it's just not nuanced enough. And we're not having these conversations that are nuanced enough, not about ourselves, and definitely not about other people either. A lot of times it's like, well, if they break your trust, don't ever trust them again. No. Or like, give them a second chance. Everyone deserves a second chance. Also, no, that's not nuanced enough, right? So that's the second assumption, is like, how nuanced are our conversations about trust? And sometimes the assumption is like, it's black and white. It's yes or no. It's like, can I trust them? Can I not? And in reality, it's not like that. It's definitely more gray. So those are the two main things that I want to talk about to introduce this topic. In the next month, what you can expect from us is Hannah is going to come out with her blogcast, her observations on what creates a dynamic of really good trust. What are those elements? And then in our next podcast interview, we're going to be talking to Susan Essef. She's a really good friend of mine. And one of the things that she talks about is just her story of coming back from a really big betrayal of trust. And, you know, what that does to you as a person, it really erodes your confidence in your own self-trust. And like, what does it look like to come back from that? What does it look like to build that over time? And trust is such a thing that gets chipped away at. And it's such a slow build. It's not this thing that it's not instant at all. It gets eroded over time, and it also gets built over time. And so she talks a lot about what goes into that, coming back to being able to trust yourself, coming back to being able to like listen to your intuition, especially if you've had a betrayal of trust that's really rocked you. And it's such a wonderful conversation. I think you guys will enjoy it. Also, obviously, we love our monthly online healing circles. So that's a topic that we're going to be opening up as well this month. So if you need some real human beings to talk to, this is a great place to do it, at the healing circle. Okay, guys, our coffee time, tea time is over. Hopefully we'll see you next time. Bye.